I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. The Associated Press finally declared Kathleen Williams the winner of the Democratic U.S. House primary shortly before 4 o'clock this morning. Unofficial returns showed the former Bozeman lawmaker leading Billings attorney John Heenan by 33-32%. Williams' lead came despite being behind two more well-financed candidates, Grant Keir and John Heenan, who were able to air television ads in this crowded Democratic field.
I'm thankful that it isn't just about money in Montana, and that's a lesson that we can learn nationally.
The former Bozeman legislator worked to position herself as someone who had experience working across the aisle to get legislation passed. She was the only remaining candidate who had legislative experience, as former state senator Linda Moss dropped out of the race, but after ballots had already been sent to the printer. Both women on occasion brought up another female politician from Montana.
Yeah, I have brought up Jeanette Rankin, but I think what I've talked about is that the most qualified candidate just also happens to be a woman, and that, I think, has resonated with people. I have never played the gender card solely.
Montanans sent Rankin as the first woman in the U.S. elected to Congress about a century ago, and there hasn't been a woman representing the state in the House since Rankin. Williams said she's looking forward to meeting with voters on important policy issues in the coming months.
I'm a sportswoman, I'm a gun owner, and I'm not afraid of having a conversation about gun safety and gun policy. I'm not afraid of actually having any conversation about policy in Montana and America that is important to have.
The crowded field also featured attorneys John Meyer and Jared Pettinato, both of Bozeman. Williams now goes on to challenge Republican incumbent Greg Gianforte, who was elected last year in a special election to fill the vacancy left when then-Congressman Ryan Zinke resigned to become U.S. Interior Secretary. Libertarian Eleanor Swanson and Doug Campbell of the Green Party were unopposed and also advanced to the November general election. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.